Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn, and I got to remind everybody we are no longer at Santa Rita Park, but rather we're in Suite 217 of the Bank of Colorado building upstairs and survived the move. We've already been in there almost 1 month now, so time flies when you're having fun. Zeb Smith, thank you for coming in. How are you?
Doing well, Jack. How about yourself?
You know, we're busier than a cat in a litter box, as I say, and things have been very busy. I think during the month of May, the Chamber, we hosted 9 programs or events, and we're taking a big, deep breath now. Kind of kick back a little bit. But thanks for coming in on your busy schedule.
Oh, yeah, no worries at all. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, I'm going to ask you something. I understand your practice in CPA world is not following traditional or audit services, but more of an advisory role. So what do you do?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Jack. So Ascent Accounting and Consulting, I'm going to start with who our primary clientele base is. We focus on business owners and nonprofit directors. Mm-hmm. And in that advisory role, our focus is educating these owners and directors to understand the financial aspects within their organization.
Okay. And I would assume, you know, that's, well, let me back up, because one thing I tell every business, whether a chamber member or not, I speak at the Starting Your Business workshops for the SBDC, Small Business Development Center. I always say, have an insurance person, maybe even a marketing person. Also, you want a CPA, you know, and an attorney on your advisory group, so to speak, because you have to have relationship. Oh, and throw in a banker too, because you might need money sometime. But if you have those covered and you're getting feedback from those individuals, especially a CPA like yourself, you can possibly avoid downfalls.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Downfalls, surprises. I mean, even any organization, whether it's a nonprofit or a small business, large business, needs to have that core panel that you're just describing. Mm-hmm. And thanks for including CPA in that realm.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I want to say, too, that, you know, someone like myself, it took me a while when I first took this job understanding the chamber's financials. Mm-hmm. I finally sat down with Keith Brandt, former councilman, and he was a controller at La Plata Electric at the time, oversees, I don't know how many rental market homes. But with that, he broke it down very simple for me. And I was like, oh, I understand this now. Now I can look at our financials and quickly pick up on things. Wasn't the case where someone like myself, you start talking about financials and the garage door comes down and you just go, oh my gosh. I would assume, you know, using a software program, what do you recommend so it all integrates so the owner can quickly identify things?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's different. Everybody's unique. So the financial structure and the accounting system that you adopt should be unique as yourself. Mm-hmm. We use QuickBooks Online exclusively within my practice. And what that online platform allows us to do is allows us to tap in and work within your business and with you in real time. So rather than having to coordinate a meeting, or say you as a business owner are at a bank, right? You mentioned the bankers earlier, and you're trying to get financing for a loan. Mm-hmm. Well, most likely that banker is going to ask for the last 2 years worth of tax returns, as well as your current financial numbers, mm-hmm. Financial statements. So with the tools that we use, right there on your phone, you would have available the tax returns and year-to-date financial statements or last year's financial statements that support it right there real time.
Okay.
So for us, it's really important to have online tools and real live information available for you at your fingertips.
Right.
So where we come in too, in addition to that, is we set up those tools, we help get that structure to fit you as a business owner or as a not-for-profit within what your needs are, mm-hmm. reporting needs, banking, tax returns. Nonprofits oftentimes have funding sources, right, that may like an audit or may require an audit, or even less so. But at the end of the day, everybody's structure is different, so we help build that structure.
Now, I want to ask you, so I don't forget, what's your website? So if somebody wants to test drive or look at what you guys offer, because mm-hmm. your website is very unique. What is the website?
Yep, it's ascentunlimited.com.
So spell that out.
ASCENT Unlimited, UNLIMITED.com.
I just get a spelling bee right there just to see, you know. So scentunlimited.com. And some of the things that I interrupted you because I want to make sure that you got that plug in. Mm-hmm. And where are your offices and how can somebody get a hold of you? Is it best through your website or phone number?
Website is preferred, absolutely. Okay. So look us up on Google. You type in Ascent Accounting Durango, CPAs Durango. We will pop up. Mm-hmm. You can email us through links on Google as well as through on our website.
Okay.
The cell phone that I have, or my phone number, is my personal cell phone at this moment. I haven't adopted another
one. I'm going to throw that out there then, maybe. You know, go through the website. It probably, like you say, is probably the easiest and most efficient way. Let me ask you, if somebody's looking to start a business, will you sit down with them and kind of help advise them from a tax structure way of, should it be a sole proprietor, an LLC, S-Corp? Do you kind of go, will you take time to go through that? Because I think, isn't that very important going into a business to understand those?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Knowing what your end game is and really what you want the business to end at is how you should incorporate within building your own structure. Lawyers definitely are the people to go to talk more on the legal matter of what a business structure does. I can inform you of the tax impact and how individual structures are taxed.
Mm-hmm.
We will work closely with limited liability companies, taxed as sole proprietors, or even as an S corporation. That's who we work most closely with. If you want to get shares or if you want to go public, then you need to look into a little bit more of the C corp status. Mm-hmm. And even then, too, I would highly advise anybody to get an actual CPA that is tax focused.
Right.
When you start talking that.
Well, and it's amazing to me, you know, when you mention that tax structure, you know, and also understanding, okay, what can you do as a business owner? We always hear, you know, the person's going to take a trip. Mm-hmm. Well, I visited some suppliers or whatever. Well, it was really for a vacation, you know, but and getting with a CPA that's going to help you with your taxes to allow you to understand what is, there's that gray line, for lack of a word, but legit. But you can help someone. From what you've been mentioned, and I've talked to you many times before about work with a business and fulfilling their tax needs so you get everything prepared so they can go get their taxes done. So what are some of the things that you, other things that you do offer?
Yep. So we have our primary service lines are bookkeeping, consulting, management, and reporting. The bookkeeping and that is cycle is actually kind of the evolution of how any individual client will be set up and how we will evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Because we aren't we do not specialize in tax, we don't push that out there. About half of our clientele has other CPAs, and we will be that front end and even kind of that integrated oversight or involvement with your business throughout the year, so it reduces any tax burden at the end of the year, helps eliminate any surprises for what that tax burden would be at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Our bookkeeping is reoccurring. Most often, we'll do month-end closes with our for our businesses and for our non-for-profits. And then what we will also do is, since we are in that day-by-day, we will watch and we will monitor those trends. And if we notice anything that would be problematic or optimistic, we will notify the owners and kind of talk through what those numbers mean. So that's where the education aspect of it comes in. My first question for anybody is, you know, what do you want out of your business? What are your goals? What are your dreams? And how can we get your finances lined up in a manner to get you there?
Almost having an exit strategy up front.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. An exit strategy up front, or even just for the more short-term immediate goals. You know, an owner says, you know, I just want this business to basically satisfy my day-by-day spendings, or we have these other income streams. This is kind of a supplement, too. Well, then, awesome. And we're not going to probably heavily focus on that growth aspect of your business because you just want, they'll just want it to be mainline. Now, if a business is like, I would love to sell this thing in 5 to 6 years, and I want, you know, X, Y, and Z to be accomplished before then, all right, let's be really aggressive and let's go and help get your business out there, and we will watch your finances along the way to make sure that you're attaining that goal.
You bet. Well, and it's almost like looking and saying, okay, how much time are you as a business owner in the actual business? And if you're trying to lower expenses, maybe you cut back on payroll or whatever, you know, you say, okay, you may have to work, you know, pick up an extra 10, 15 hours a week in the shop, so to speak, in order to help bring down your costs, you know, that sweat equity that goes into it. Let me ask you this. What is some of the advice that you would give someone that's listening? Because there's so many different things in running a business. What's your best advice?
Boy, there's so much advice that you could give for anybody. And like I said, anybody has any unique questions.
Okay, free advice.
Free advice. Yeah, totally. I would say, first and foremost, understand your reporting needs and your reporting requirements. For for-profit businesses, it's most often their tax return. Mm-hmm. Most for-profit businesses don't have any other financial obligation other than what they report on their taxes. So that's one audience, we'll say. For a for-profit business, it could also be a bank. You need to get funding. So knowing what your bankers are needing and making sure that your financials will satisfy their need. That's an audience market.
Okay.
Non-for-profit organizations, still taxes. So you have your 990, which is a tax return that is available to the public. Mm-hmm. But more immediate is your funding sources. So what is required from your grants? How do your finances look at for your donors and from a donor standpoint? Recognizing that you might be needing money from a particular population and demonstrating that you are responsible from a financial statement standpoint,
sure,
and even from getting an audit. An audit, a lot of times, is a great mark for non-for-profits. And I have worked with non-for-profits directly who actually received money from donors specifically because they did actually go through an audit.
Right. So. Well, and I think, too, you know, I know from the chamber's perspective, looking at our bylaws, you know, we do audits and reviews, and one of the things that we talked about in our board meeting is, are we going to be applying for a grant or a loan, things of that nature? And if so, you definitely want to do an audit, you know, and otherwise we can do a review every year and just kind of make sure that we have the system of checks and balances in place. But that's where you come in, and you can recommend to a nonprofit, look, if you're getting grants, you have to show in your 990, in your tax return, everything that you're doing, and make sure that it's reported correctly. Am I making that up, or am I about right?
No, there's some validity to it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Reviews are wonderful. They're not as rigorous as an audit. And again, looking at who your funders are and seeing what their preference would be before you incur that additional expense for an audit. The practice that I'm in specifically, we don't perform audits, but we do work with organizations in preparation of that audit, and then also to talk, you just mentioned internal controls, checks and balances. We will help build the appropriate level of internal controls for your organization.
Right.
So, yeah, all of that inner working, and absolutely.
And if you're a nonprofit too, you know, just checking again what your bylaws state, because it may stay in the bylaws, and a lot of nonprofits probably haven't read their bylaws in a while. You know, it's been operating, you've been taking, you took over, like myself, 10 years ago. We revised our bylaws about 3 years ago and did an update with the way we restructured some of the things on our board. And we, in the process of reading through it, oh, we forgot we got to do ABC. So again, what's your website?
Ascent Unlimited, ASCENTUNLIMITED.com.
And if somebody wants to get a hold of you, go to the website. Do you have all the information there?
Yep, all the contact information is through the website. You can also email me at zeb@ascentunlimited.com. And myself or Whitney, we will get a hold of you. Whitney is my really the meat with the potatoes.
Yes.
She's the one that really helps drive a lot of the business, and especially on the bookkeeping element.
I have
she's
Rita. A great addition. I get it.
Yes.
So the person, I always say, you want to talk to someone, call me. You want to get it done? Call Rita. Same thing for you, kind of thing. Yeah.
Yep.
I shouldn't
Whitney's
put
there.
You on the spot like that. Well, Zeb, thank you so much for coming in. Will you come back?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I've got some other questions that we don't have time to ask today, but we'll get you in next time, and we'll go delve in maybe a little more detail about some things. But again, ascentunlimited.com is your website, and thanks for coming by.
Yes, thank you, Jack.
All right, we have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.